Welcome to Kate Aubrey, the Intuitive Transformation Podcast for Exceptional 21st Century Living. We've got an interesting show tonight. You have me, and I'm going to be talking about spirit possession and spirit release. So if you ever have any questions about spirit possession, spirit release, how to keep yourself clear of all of that, we're going to talk about that tonight. So sit back, relax, get your pen and paper, take some notes, because there's going to be a special offering at the very end. Now, the information shared on Get Over It uses intuitive and pragmatic insight to help you break through the blocks and release energy that is no longer needed. Yes, we're going to help you release your BS that is holding you back, but the real question is, are you ready to? And by the way, folks, BS is belief system. Now, a bit about me for my new listeners, intuitive since birth. I'm a third generation intuitive with over 3 decades of experience helping people break through the blocks along their path. I'm a strategist for personal and professional transformation, revealing information which enables you to become a master builder of your life. I spent 25 successful years in corporate America as an executive sales professional, and I am the founder of Healing Visions Ministries and the Northern California Children's Education Network, a 501c3 nonprofit. I authored Getting Your M&Ms, the Men and Money book, and Masterful Choices, the Key to Easy, Effective Change. I provide consultations and healings regarding relationships, business, career, money, and love to heal the mind-body-spirit connection, allowing you to live your life to the fullest. Now, my clients tell me that I keep it real while providing them with accurate information to assist them along their journey as a spirit living a human existence. But they also say, if you really don't want to know, don't ask Monique. My background includes a doctorate in metaphysics, Reiki master teacher, ordained minister, and clinical hypnotherapist. So whether you are stressed, depressed, or possessed, I can help. To find out more about me and the services I offer, go to my website, MoniqueChapman.com. I invite you to like me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter and LinkedIn. You can also sign up for my opt-in newsletter, Intuitive Living, from my website. And again, that's MoniqueChapman.com. As I said, tonight I'm going to talk about spirit possession. I've been doing this type of work for 3 decades, and I have performed over 12,000 spirit release sessions. It's a lot of work. It's very serious work, but it's very rewarding, especially once you see a person who has come in with attachment and they leave without an attachment. I want to share a quick story of a very successful spirit release I did before I get into what I'm going to talk about tonight. I had a gentleman call me, and he was a few states away, and he was very interested in spirit release. And we set a time and date, and we, you know, got a place, and we came for the session. And when I looked at him, I could have swore I saw like 9 different people running around inside of him. And that's not even looking intuitively. That was just looking with my regular generic 2 eyes. So I asked him to look in the mirror, and he did. And then we started our session. And 5 hours later, yes, 5 hours, but 5 hours later, we were done. I asked him to look in the mirror again, and he goes, "Wow, who is that?" And I said, "Well, what do you mean, who is that?" He goes, "I haven't seen myself in so long, I didn't recognize who I was." I'm like, okay, and I didn't pay any more attention to it. And then within the next couple of weeks, his family members called, and they remarked on what a different person he was and how he looked different, talked different, smelled different, acted different, the whole nine yards. And they were amazed at the change. And he's gone on to do many wonderful things, I believe. I haven't heard from him in a while. So I guess that's really a good thing that I haven't heard from him. So spirit release can do many things. Now, it took 5 hours with him. He was willing to put in the time and the finances to make that happen for himself, because he was serious about releasing what he didn't want. It can be as little as, you know, 3 hours. It could be even more time than that. It doesn't know. It truly depends on the person's readiness and how ready and willing at the very subconscious level they are willing to release the energies that, you know, are not theirs, that they no longer need. Okay, so when someone says the word spirit possession, the mind conjures up a lot of different images, from the devil with a pitchfork sitting on your shoulder, or to dark shadows hovering around you and about to attack and invade your physical body. Now, some people feel truly that there's a little devil on their shoulder. You know, Flip Wilson used to say, the devil made me do it. And some people feel that there's truly that dark cloud. It's all a matter of energy, folks. Everything is energy. So if you would pay attention to the energy in your space, you will have a pretty good idea as to what's going on with your physical body, your auric body, which is the energy that's around you, let's say 36 inches all the way around, from left side to the right side, top to bottom, all the way around. That's your auric field, or your egg, if you will. And energy can enter that auric field first and kind of screw around with you and throw things off. And if it doesn't get the result that it wants, it will go deeper into your physical body. And that's where true, really hard trouble begins. So it's really going to be important that you are aware of your body, and you can be aware of your body through meditation. I know everybody hates the M word, but meditation is good for being grounded and keeping track of whom you are. Now, spirit possession is solemn business, and it is not to be taken lightly, because whatever is in the person that is trying to get rid of the spirit, if the practitioner doesn't know what they're doing, that spirit could jump into them, it could jump into other people. It's not going to go to a safe place. The process I use with spirit release is not a forcing type of energy. It's, you know, getting agreement, because if it's a win-win, okay, and the spirit has some place to go, no matter how bad that spirit is, no matter how demonic that spirit is, if they have a place to go, they would be willing to go. So tonight I'm going to cover what spirit possession is, how spirits, energies, entities, or spirits enter the physical body, symptoms of possession, what you can do on your own to release these unwanted energies, and when to contact a professional. And, you know, the most important thing out of all of this, folks, is for you to know is truly important. And I can't emphasize this enough. It is important to keep your energy field as transparent as possible. Okay. And what I mean by transparent is, you know, you're not holding on to grandma's energy or your cousin Susie who died or any other energy that is not yours, not even your spirit guides. I send all spirits away, all energy away. When I need them, I call upon them to come visit me. Okay. And that way, when there's a foreign energy in my space, positive or negative, I am aware of it immediately. Now, most of us remember the movie Poltergeist, where the poltergeists were really wreaking havoc with the family. They were coming through the TV and they were just stirring the pot, if you will, and nobody wanted to stay in that house. Nobody wanted to be associated with the people. And everybody remembers the movie The Exorcist, where Linda Blair, she would rise from her bed and her head would spin around 360 degrees, and she would say really mean and nasty things to the priest. Now, those were the movies, but guess what? Those things do happen in real life. Okay, so let's get started. Now, spirit possession is when a discarnate being, alien, negative entity, or other energy enters our auric field. The word discarnate is, in this case, means without a body. So it's someone who died. They had a life, they died. Okay, that's discarnate. Now, the aliens generally don't have a human body, so although they can come and attack us, they are not discarnate beings. Okay, now these energies, for the most part, have had a life. Okay, they died and they failed to go to light for various reasons. Some of the entities could have had a near-death experience, came back, and then died. Some of the entities could be dead and just not really realize it. So there's many reasons why we have earthbound entities walking around. Now, an earthbound entity is a person that has died and has not realized it, and it will merge with a living body intentionally or accidentally in an attempt to feel better and have some company. If the person was an addict in their living life, they would search out an addict to connect to, because like attracts like. The addiction could come from anything. It could be drugs, sex, alcohol, shoe shopping, lying, eating, or anything else that could be considered an addiction. So think about what your addiction is. Okay, because everybody's got one. And it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's, you know, what are you attracted to? What brings you to that point? So everybody has an addiction. Get clear on what your addiction is. And you might want to, you know, heal it up, or you might just want to keep it and be aware. Okay. Now, just because this energy finds a person to attach to, it doesn't mean that they are content. They are always wanting more. If you watch the movie Ghost, you would remember that the spirit in the subway wanted another drag of a cigarette from someone. So he talked to Patrick Swayze for a moment, and then he jumped into the subway car as it was whizzing by so that he could find someone else to get a drag of that cigarette. Now, he didn't sit next to them and get a drag of that cigarette. He actually jumped into their body. Okay, so that's how he attached himself. Now, another example of attachment is with Whoopi Goldberg in the movie Ghost. She was pretending to be a fake psychic and not knowing that girl truly had skills. And she was having a seance, and some woman was there, as you know, she's wanting to connect with her husband. And guess what? Her husband came through, jumped into Whoopi's body, took it over. Okay, possessed it truly, took it over, and, you know, Whoopi said, whoops, nope, that's enough, and forced the man back out. Okay, but those are examples of someone jumping into the body, someone literally taking over the body. Now, again, these earthbound spirits, they're always confused. They're very unhappy and they're frustrated. Think about it. You know, you pass on, you don't realize that you go home, your family's ignoring you, the dog won't come to you, the cat is looking at you sideways, and you don't have anybody else to talk to. And there's going to be a little bit of time before you develop the tools to talk to other spirits, so you're truly very alone. And they're called lost souls. And these lost souls are seeking help to end their misery. And they want to have a positive experience. They want to go to what's considered heaven, or, you know, or at least a nicer place than hell. Huh? So the earthbound spirit wasn't necessarily evil in their living life. Okay. It is just that once they died, they were afraid for some reason. Okay, and it could be anybody that you had a relationship with. It could be a coworker. It could be a family member. It could be a neighbor. It can be anyone. Now, speaking of parents and loved ones, many of those parents and loved ones stay with their loved ones because they feel the need to continue to protect and take care of their families. They're afraid that their loved ones cannot function without them, you know, like that helicopter mom type thing. And they form this obsession, this real obsession with taking care of their loved ones. Okay. Have you ever witnessed someone who has died and suddenly the family members are scrambling to complete a project that that person had underway? And it's more than just, you know, like a respect of, oh, let me finish this for you. It is more of, oh my goodness, we got to get this done. Uncle James died and we got to get this done in Uncle James' memory, and it has to be done now. Okay, more than likely, Uncle James is hanging around and saying, hey guys, I want you to finish this project for me. Okay, he's controlling their energy. That's a form of spirit attachment. Okay, they have heavy influence at times in our lives. Now, on the surface, somebody might say, hey, that's a good thing. You know, I love grandma. Grandma crossed over. I don't mind having her energy with me. But, you know, folks, it's not. And for two reasons. Number one, when grandma had a physical life, there was lessons for her to learn and lessons for her soul to learn. And now that she's crossed over, the soul still lives on, so there's still lessons for that soul to learn, okay? And if grandma decides to stay with you, it blocks her from learning her lessons because she's not where she's supposed to be in order to learn the lesson. The same thing with the person that grandma has come to stay with. If grandma has passed on and then she energetically comes back to you and she's with you 24/7, you're under grandma's control, so to speak. You're no longer in control of your life. You're no longer in control of your destiny. Okay. When we cross the veil, and all of us will one day, there is always additional work for our soul to accomplish. And staying behind just keeps us stuck in the current path that we were on. And folks, realize just because someone has had a life and they died doesn't make them any more wise 3 days later, not even 3 years later. That soul itself has a process to go through. It's like going back to school, learning what you did wrong, learning what you did right, and building upon your skills, okay? And then the human that is left behind, you know, they're going to be sidetracked by not being able to move forward because grandma's still with them, and their soul levels are shortened. They don't move forward, and then all of a sudden they start being depressed and they don't understand why. So should any of your friends or relatives pass on, just tell them gently, go to the light. Thank you, but go to the light. Both you and the person who has crossed over will be very well rewarded. Now, you can also be possessed by demonic energy, or what some may call the devil. Now, this energy has never had a physical life, and yes, they join you to disrupt your life, poison your energy field, and cause all types of negativity to happen. The demonic energy is being directed by what they consider their source, like the devil or Lucifer or any other bad spirit that is out there. And they get their marching orders from this energy, if you will, and they're more than ready to carry them out because that is now their belief system. So instead of believing in the universe or God or, you know, anything that's positive, they're going to the dark side, and that's their belief system, and they're willing and ready to do the work. Now, an unhappy spirit can enter anyone's body at any time. Okay. Yeah, you kind of heard that right. An unhappy spirit can enter anyone's body at any time. You know, spirits are everywhere. They're just on a different plane that we can't see with our naked eye, but they're around us 24/7. And it's going to be important, again, to keep the energy field clear as possible, so that we are aware when an energy is invading our space. You know, about a year ago, I was sitting on my front porch at dusk, and suddenly I saw an outline of a spirit walking toward me. It kind of freaked me out because I was just sitting and minding my own business. I wasn't looking for anything like that. Now, the shape of the spirit was showing itself on the wall of my house. Okay, so that's how I could see the outline of his body. It was definitely a him. Now, he was walking with a bit of an attitude as if he owned the street. And I was really shocked, first of all, because he showed himself to me. And secondly, it was really interesting to determine what he was looking for. I'm like, what are you looking for? I didn't ask him, but I'm saying that to myself. What are you looking for? So he eventually passed on and I let it go. So I was sharing the story with several neighbors the next few days. And I told them what, you know, happened. I gave them the description of, you know, this energy that I saw. And everybody said, oh, that was so-and-so. They were a meth addict. They overdosed in the park up the street. And I was like, wow. So this person who had overdosed in the park up the street was still looking for their fix. Okay, they're walking with attitude to get their fix, but they weren't getting it from me. And why? Because my vibration is a bit higher than that of a meth addict. Okay, and trust me, your vibration doesn't have to be very high to be higher than the vibration of a meth addict. I also had my protection crystals on, and we'll talk about bit about protection crystals a little bit later. And since we weren't vibrating at the same frequency, he just didn't notice me. He kept going by. Okay. And that's what you want. You want it to be where whatever entity, especially if they have a negative intent, is coming to you or towards you, that they just don't see you because you're vibrating so high that, you know, they just keep on going. Okay. Just walk on by. Okay, so how does a living person open up their body and their auric field for entities to enter? Okay, now this can happen in many ways. Number one, drinking alcohol in excess. I have nothing wrong with drinking. You know, I get together with the girls and we go out and we have our drinks and actually quite a party. You should see us. However, when I'm out, I have certain protection crystals on and there's certain things I do, which I'll cover later. If you go into the hospital for anesthesia, that opens you completely up because you're defenseless unless you set the energy beforehand of what you want to experience. Being overly empathetic is a way to allow energy into your field. And this is because you're feeling so sorry for everybody and you can feel their energy just leaves them and just goes right into your space. And as it leaves them and goes into your space, guess what? If they have any entities or foreign energies with them, it's coming over to visit you too. Now, drug abuse, both recreational and medical, to the excess can cause mind alterations. And it's really going to be important that if you're going to, you know, indulge, please do, because I mean, everything in moderation I feel is okay. However, if you're going to indulge, it's really going to be important that you utilize some of the tools later that I'm going to share with you to keep yourself as clear as possible. Now, if you get sick, that truly is prime time because your defense is down, your immune system is compromised, and that allows other energies to come in. I had a neighbor once who was diagnosed with cancer, and she was a very bright, uplifting type of lady, was diagnosed with cancer, and every time she went to sleep at night, she said she felt worse in the morning, and that was because she was having all of these other energies come and feed on the cancer because they had cancer, their cancer energies, and they, you know, passed away with cancer. So they wanted to feed on that energy. I know it sounds weird, but they wanted that energy of the cancer. So we did a little cleansing with her and she was able to heal completely, has been in remission for years. And she no longer experienced those cancer beings, if you will, coming into her space. Now, if you're under an extreme amount of stress, okay, negative emotions, that will also allow negative energy to come in. And what's going on with our, you know, if you're here in the United States, what's going on with our political system, it's enough to, I don't know, turn your sideways inside out. And it's like the devil has risen himself. One quick way to keep yourself clear, and I'll share more later, but one quick way to keep yourself clear is to drink Welch's Concord grape juice. It has to be Welch's. And it has to be their Concord grape juice. Okay. Now, the reason is the Welch's Concord grape juice holds the energy of Saint Germain. Saint Germain is the keeper of the violet flame. The violet flame burns up negativity. So you're ingesting it. So anything that's in your body, you're loosening up, if you will, so that it can shake away and fall off. Okay. Now, we can also bring in an entity or energy from a past life. And that's a whole nother show. So we'll talk about that at a future date. And you can also bring in energy if you have a very weak auric field. If your aura is not strong, energy is like, yeah, there's a hole. Let me slip in there. Oh, there's a tear. Let me go in there. Oh, there's like a zipper thing. Let me unzip that and hop in there. So be careful with keeping your aura very strong. Now, unfortunately, a lot of kids will bring in an energy like this. They're talking to their imaginary friends, okay? And then all of a sudden they develop all of these horrendous diseases that nobody, you know, really wants to talk about, okay? And that's because the energy that was coming to be with them wasn't benevolent. It wasn't an angel. It truly was an entity that had harm in its heart. Okay. Some people, they want to keep their entities on a subconscious level. They want to keep them because they're so afraid of being alone. They're physically alone and they're just so afraid of being alone that they'd rather have this energy with them than nothing at all, than reaching out to other human beings. This isn't a good idea. So it's going to be important that you keep friends in your life, people in your life. If you can't do it physically, talk to people over the phone. They have all the social media out here today where you can develop friendships and be with people and keep your energy as clear as possible. So now I want to talk about signs of possession. Okay. We talked about being addicted or to drugs, sex, alcohol, whatever it is. Did you know that prescription drugs will open you up? Yeah, prescription drugs will open you up to being attacked by an entity. And this is because other people have died from taking prescription drugs. They were hooked on them for whatever reason, and they're coming back to get their fix. Now, if you have a shift in your character or your mood changes, I mean, drastically, that is more than likely letting you know that there's an energy in your auric field that really needs to get out. If you're hearing voices in your head and you know you're not crazy, or at least you think you're not crazy, that would be something to look at. If you have a history of headaches, migraines, or that headache that just won't go away, you have energy with you that is causing you to have that headache. They're trying to get your attention. They really want you to you know, be there and pay attention to them, and the headache will quiet you down so that they can do whatever they want. Someone who has a lot of impulsive behavior, which is truly out of character for them. If someone suddenly develops irrational fears and confused thinking, if you have low levels of energy and you're exhausted all the time, if you're confused all the time and that's normally not you, that's a sign of possession. If you have memory issues or if you lose track of time, I mean, you know, there's nothing wrong. You're just going on about your life, but all of a sudden you lose track of a day or a week or a month. It has happened. That's a sign that there's another energy being with you. Now, mental illness, yes, but mental illness is tricky because some people truly do have a mental illness, and it's not about another entity or energy being attacked. There's something that is truly there with them. So that you have to be careful with. And I always advise people, if you think that you have something going on with an entity, yes, you can talk to me, but also talk to the doctor to make sure that there is nothing else going on. If you're easily distracted or you have poor concentration, if you suddenly develop a self-destructive personality or have strange compulsions, that is going to be a sign that you have an energy with you. Now, folks, the next one is a big one, and it's suicide. Suicidal thoughts. If you're, you know, generally happy-go-lucky, or you have the same problems that everybody else has, everybody has something, right? And you all of a sudden start thinking, you know, it's better if I'm not here. I could off myself this way or that way. Go do some release work, okay? And if that doesn't pass after the release work, then go to a therapist, because there's work there that needs to be done. Okay. And a huge one, a huge way that you can figure out whether or not you're possessed is you have some mystery disease. The doctor doesn't know what it is. You've gone from doctor to doctor to doctor. They can't figure it out. And they say it's all in your head. And you know what? It's not all in your head. It's all in your aura system and possibly your body. Okay. Also, and this is a good one too, the last one I'm going to share with you, is emotional and or physical reactions to books. Okay, I was reviewing a book recently, and it was about green funerals, green burials, and that kind of shook me for a moment. And after I read the book, I had to like shake off some energy and get rid of some energy, because I attracted to myself people who were not happy with their burial situation. Now, why? I don't know, because they're not there in spirit. It's just the body that's there, but they weren't happy. So I had to clean myself of that energy. Now, there's a few professions where, you know, spirit possession is like a given, okay? The only part that's not a given is what are you going to do to clear yourself on a daily, and I mean daily basis. Anybody who works in a hospital, anybody, whether you're the medical technician, whether you're someone sitting in the office, you're the surgeon, doctor, nurse, all medical personnel. Why? Because there's all kinds of energies running around in the hospital. People die there. People are born there. All kinds of happy things happen in the hospital, but more than not, a lot of unhappy things happen in the hospital. And people who are confused, they stay because they don't know where to go. Okay. Healers, body workers, or shamans, they're very susceptible to attracting energy to them because they're doing this work. They are, you know, working with energy, getting rid of what's no longer good for you to allow you to bring in what it is that you want. Hospice workers. Oh my goodness. When my mom was in hospice, you could just see all the energies and entities around her and around the hospice worker. So it's going to be very important to keep yourself as clear and clean as possible. If you're a hospice worker, the same goes for paramedics or emergency staff room, emergency room staff, I'll get that out, or even people who work and live near or in mental hospitals. Okay, especially the mental hospitals, because that's sending all types of confused, disoriented, and negative thoughts. And those thoughts will pick up on an energy, and then that energy will go to where that thought has emanated from. So it's really going to be important that you keep, if you're in these professions, that you keep yourself as clear as possible. Now, it is possible to just do nothing and attract negative energies because, as I said, energies are everywhere. We just can't see them with the naked eye. So, you know, be conscious of the energy that you're putting out. Try to keep your mind bright, uplifted. Keep the thoughts uplifted. Keep yourself moving forward. Try not to be depressed. If you're depressed, call it a three-day party. Be depressed 3 days, kick yourself in the ass, and get up and get on with life, okay? And in the meantime, you can drink that Welch's grape juice. You can eat some blueberries, like a pint of blueberries a day. All of that will help you, okay? Now, I'm going to share with you a few tips to stay clear. If you're thinking that you're going to have these energies in your space, and also some tips to help fortify your auric field, and they're kind of intertwined. Okay. So number one, keep your energy as high as possible. And I don't mean like get high. I mean uplifted in your vibration as high, the frequency as high as possible. Now, silver is very protecting. I mean, you think back to all the movies where there's, you know, the ghost, the witch, whatever, and you know, they're crossing the doing the sign of the cross and the silver bullet. Silver is very protecting, so you can wear a silver chain around your neck or on your left hand, which is your receiving side. So if you're wearing it on your left hand, you're blocking energy from entering your auric field. Or if you wear it on your right hand, you're cleansing what's within you and not letting that energy go to anybody else. You can also use the gemstone of amethyst. Amethyst is extremely protecting, as is tiger eye. It just sets up itself in your field, and while it's in your field, it goes through your whole auric body, and it gets rid of all those little energies that you're not paying attention to. Okay. Now, any black stone will work. I'm talking black obsidian, which is really volcanic rock, black tourmaline, black onyx, smoky quartz, jet. Those are my favorites. Now, my very, very personal favorite, which I wear all the time, and especially if I'm going out and having a few drinks or 10, is hematite. Okay. Hematite is grounding, number one. Number two, it sets itself on the outside of your energy field to block negative energies from coming in, and it keeps you stable. So if you have your hematite on, and I usually wear a bracelet on my left wrist, and then I'll wear a necklace, you're good to go. Okay, you don't have to worry about it. You go out and you do what you need to do. You come back home and life is still good because you haven't brought home any energies. Now, one time I did go to a section of town here in Fremont. It's called Niles, and it's where Charlie Chaplin lived when and made his movies. And now it's an antique road type thing. And it's very haunted, very haunted. And every time I go to Niles and I forget to put on my hematite, I bring an energy home. My sister and I were sitting in the living room one day. We'd gone to Niles, came back, and we thought we heard one of my kids in the bedroom. And I'm saying, so-and-so, are you home? And we get no answer. And then we heard the voice again, and it's a male voice, it's a deep voice, and it sounded like they were having a conversation on the phone. So we get up and we look, and there's no one there. So I immediately took 1/4 cup of red wine vinegar, okay, placed it in that child's room, he's an adult, but placed it in that kid's room and left it there for 24 hours. Guess what? Energy just disappeared. Okay, it just disappeared. So that's another thing that you can do. Let's see, outside of being uplifted and happy. Now, if you don't have a happy place, create one. Okay, real important. Go to that place in your mind's eye that's going to make you happy doing whatever it is that makes you happy. Okay, for me, it's going to the beach. Okay, nice sunny day and a hammock swinging back and forth, but that's just me. Find out what works for you. Okay, now in your home, a couple of things to consider, because if you have negative energy every place, yes, it's in your house, okay, and it's not going anyplace until you decide to get rid of it. So what I do is across the threshold of my door and the windowsills, I'll put a very fine sprinkling of salt. And for that, I use the Himalayan sea salt. And that's all the doors and windows in my home, okay, to keep the negative energy out. I clean my windows with a bit of Windex and white vinegar, more white vinegar than the Windex. The white vinegar is a barrier that spirits won't cross. So I clean the windows with that. I clean the TV screens with that. I clean the computer screens with that. Anything that I can think of, okay? All mirrors I clean with white vinegar. In fact, when I go away and stay in a hotel, I have my bottle of white vinegar. I know it's a bit obsessive, but I have my bottle of white vinegar because you never know what happened in that hotel room before you got there. And I clean the windows and just about everything else that I can think of. And so that I am not being bothered by that type of energy. So the white vinegar will work to keep things out. Use as high quality vibration products as possible. When I do clean my home, I use pine salt. The energy of pine is very protecting, very cleansing, and it smells. And then the entities that are around, they get it. They're just gone just like that. It's almost like, oh, here she comes with the pine salt. Let's get the heck out of here. And they go away. I use on my body a soap that is made with frankincense and myrrh. Very high vibrational, high frequency. And guess what? It keeps the lower level entities away. Okay, now if you're consistent with doing these things that I talked to you about previously, you know, you're going to have little chance of running into serious danger. Okay, but if you've done these things and you're really not feeling better, that's the time that you need to talk to a professional, talk to someone else. Okay, when you're contacting a professional, it just blows my mind how many people contact me and like, well, can we do it? Can we do it now? And it's like, well, what do you know about me? Okay. Well, I went to so-and-so and they didn't work, but can you do it? Can you make it work? So do your homework ahead of time. First of all, read up on spirit possession, what it is, what it isn't, so that you have some idea, so that when you're talking to someone, you know if they're telling you the real deal or if they're telling you BS. And that BS is bullshit, folks, because you know you're going to pay good money for the work to be done. And it makes no sense to just jump right in a hurry and not know the person, not have a feeling about the person that is going to do the work. Okay. Ask them about an overview of their technique. They're not going to tell you exactly what they do because that's their proprietary information, but an overview of what they do. Do they give you homework to do ahead of time during the session and after? Sometimes that's important, sometimes not. Again, depending on what you're looking to do. Now, if someone says, I am 100% accurate and removing all spirits, get up, hang up the phone and run, okay? Because they're lying. They're absolutely lying. Think about it. What in your life is 100%? Nothing, okay? When people call me, I will tell them about successful possessions that I've done, depossessions that I've done, and I'll tell them, you know, about a couple that didn't quite work and what my take on is why it didn't work. And it's not always the other person. Okay. The other person didn't do this or the other person do that. But you need to find someone who's honest with you. Okay. And most importantly, pay attention to how you feel when you're speaking to a healer. What is your body really telling you? If the spirit within you knows on some level that you're reaching out to seek help, they will try to block you from asking questions. So if you have a sensation like that, that's in a sense a good thing, because at least you're on the path of moving forward so that you can release that energy that is no longer needed. Okay. Now, a lot of people think that, you know, oh my goodness, I have a headache or I had a bad day and it must be negative energy. Not the case. What you can do, most people, and I can only speak for myself, but most people will offer you a few moments of time to talk about what is going on in your life and whether or not you are possessed. I would say out of every 10 people that call me, only two have an issue. The other eight people I give information to, and they work through it and they're just fine. Okay, so if you're wondering if you've been affected by a negative energy and want to have a 30-minute consultation, I'm open to that. I'm offering the initial spirit release consultation for $100. We will cover what's going on with you, my assessment. I will give you some tips and homework for self-help, and then give an overview of my process. And I will give you some homework to do. If you call me back at the end of the pre-described time and say, hey, I didn't do it, I just want to do the depossession, I'm going to tell you no, because you can't follow directions. And if you can't follow directions, you're truly not willing to release anything that is in your space. Okay, it's just not that way. Now, this is truly not an intuitive consultation. It is an energy scan for entities. Now, if you decide to move forward with me for a spirit release session within 30 days of that $100 consultation, I will deduct that from the total cost of the spirit release session. Okay, but it has to be within 30 days. So I hope you got some value from what I shared with you today. If you are having some questions and want to know what's going on or want me to look at your situation, you know, do give me a call. I am truly open to helping and, you know, releasing all this negative energy. It's a passion of mine, and it's wonderful to see bright, shiny spirits when you go to the store or when you're just out and about in public. Now, my next podcast is going to be on spiritual protection from elementals, ETs, black magicians, energy vampires, and some other real not so nice energies out there. So please stay tuned for that. And for today, I truly appreciate the time that you've given to me. The divine in me honors the divine in you. And when you're ready to have a more balanced life, you can give me a call. Intuitive consultations, 30 minutes or longer, are offered at a 10% discount if you mention the podcast. Love yourself enough to make an investment in yourself and make that call. 888-240-6057. And remember, the most important choice that you can make is what you choose to make important. Consider making the magical choice of no extra energies around you, spirit release, abundant blessings, light and love to all. Namaste.